Watchdog Confronted for Funding War in Ukraine, You Are Voting to Start Nuclear War. By John Binder on October 13, 2022. Two constituents confronted Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for her voting to send billions in American taxpayer money to fund the war in Ukraine against Russia, a move they say could lead the United States into a nuclear war. During a town hall, Ocasio-Cortez, who has long labeled herself an anti-war proponent and opponent of the military-industrial complex, was called out by two constituents for her votes to send tens of billions of dollars to escalate the war between Ukraine and Russia. Congresswoman, none of this matters unless there's a nuclear war, which you voted to send arms and weapons to Ukraine, one of the two men shouted. Tulsi Gabbard, she's left the Democratic Party because they are war hawks. Okay, you originally voted, you ran as an outsider. Yet you've been voting to start this war in Ukraine. You're voting to start a third nuclear war with Russia and China. Why are you playing with the lives of American citizens? You're playing with our lives. Emphasis added. Another man stood up to tell Ocasio-Cortez. There will be no neighbors if there's a nuclear bomb. You voted to mobilize and send money to Ukrainian Nazis. You're a coward. You're a progressive socialist? Where are you against the war mobilization? He's telling the right truth. You have done nothing. Tulsi Gabbard has shown guts where you've shown cowardice. I believed in you and you became the very same thing you sought to fight against. That's what you've become. You are the establishment and you are the reason why everybody will end up in a nuclear war unless you choose to stand up right now and denounce the Democratic Party. Will you do that? Yes or no? Emphasis added. Ocasio-Cortez can be heard suggesting that there is a line between being an anti-war proponent and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. To which the man responded, there is no line because this is bullshit. None of this matters if we're all dead. None of it. You know that. We could be in a nuclear war at any minute and you continue to fund it. That's what's going on, you're the liar here. Nobody has held you accountable, the man continued. That's what's happening. And it is time for you to stand up and realize that what you've been saying has been lies. Let your conscience come through for once. As journalist Glenn Greenwald writes, Ocasio-Cortez once encouraged far-left activists to harass members of Congress, specifically activists tied to the violent Antifa organization. In May, Ocasio-Cortez voted with all her House Democrat colleagues and most House Republicans to send $40 billion in American taxpayer money to the war in Ukraine. Only 57 House Republicans opposed the measure. As research has noted, much of the funding is ending up in the hands of the highly powerful and well-connected Defense Department contractors such as Raytheon Technologies. 20 members of Congress hold stocks in the defense contractors who have profited the most from continued bipartisan support for Ukraine funding. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.